a little while ago that I have my tickets. I am ready for the Beach Boys coming up Sunday night over at Bluestem. And we have here in our house right now, our studio, the opening act for the Beach Boys. Good friend of ours, Mr. Darren Wentz, will be doing the opening acts. Congratulations, Sheriff.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here. Thanks for calling. That's as much applause as I may get all this weekend.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. I got to ask you, how does a thing like this come about?
Well, I guess it's luck more than anything else. You know, I operate a couple songwriters nights around town, and people I think are, you know, they know who I am as far as the songwriting community and stuff. And Jade was looking for a single acoustic act to open for this event. Jade Presents is the promoter that's putting the show on. Mm-hmm. He's bringing the Beach Boys to town as well as many other acts this summer. He's got a great lineup for not only Bluestem but elsewhere in town. And so he was looking for a single acoustic and sent me an email, and I said, well, of course, I'd be honored to open for the Beach Boys, you know. So there you go. You get a pasty-faced white kid from North Dakota to open for the Beach Boys.
Now, do you come out in, like, your shorts and Bermuda shirt then? Or?
Yeah, I think that's a shtick that I'm not going to be willing to that I'm not going to be willing to do. I did tell a friend of mine, I said, man, I just got an email a little bit ago. I'm going to be opening for the Beach Boys. And the first thing she said was, what are you going to wear? And I thought, that's really not my concern at this point, people. What am I going to play, you know? I'm a songwriter, so.
Have you decided what you're going to play?
Not really. You know, when you're thinking about the Beach Boys, you know, do you want to play stuff from the era? As a songwriter, obviously, I'm going to be playing my own stuff. My set will be probably a half hour, you know, in that area. And people will be getting their beers and getting settled and an opening act, your main job as an opening act is for them to turn the lights up, turn the microphones up, and see if anything falls apart.
Okay. You know? Very good point.
So, obviously, if they can do that in an entertaining way, then they're happy to do it. But, you know, that's the job of the opening act, mm-hmm. is to make sure that everything's ready to go. And so I haven't really picked a set yet, you know, kind of thinking about what I want to do. If I've got some stuff that kind of harkens to California, obviously I will. I won't be able to do a ton of the deep stuff. There's stuff, if you come out and see one of my shows, you know, we'll play songs about soldiers and dogs and pumpkins and beer. And you never know what you're going to hear.
And Hollywood.
Yeah, I may do Hollywood. I'm thinking I'm going to do Hollywood just because it's got a great riff in it. So hopefully their guitar player will dig it.
And if folks haven't heard Hollywood, it's podcast on KFGO.com.
Oh, yeah,
you
definitely.
Can check that out if you'd like.
Sure.
The fact that will this like be the largest crowd you've been in front of then?
Well, no. I'm not sure what Bluestem holds. What? Any idea?
Oh, I don't know. I was going to guess about 3 to 3,500.
I'm guessing. I played the acoustic stage at Blues Fest a few years ago, several years ago, I should say. And I'm guessing there was, you know, probably 4,000 or 5,000 people there. So at that particular show, I think that's probably the biggest venue I've played.
Were you nervous back then when you did that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. You know, I'm not really, I play a little blues. I dabble in the blues. I'm more of an Americana artist. Yeah, I grew up on country music. Mm-hmm. And folk music has been a real grab for me because that's some of the best storytelling. Country music and folk music are where the stories are.
Well, you kind of told us one time that you kind of grew up on KFGO.
I did. Yeah. AM radio was very important to me as a kid. You bet. KFGO radio and... You know, I can run through a litany of stations in eastern North Dakota because when there was a car sale on the weekend and I was cultivating, I just kept switching the station to catch the music, you know. So no offense to your advertisers, but yeah, I switched stations a lot to make sure that Willie Nelson was talking to
me. Oh, man. Well, we've got 6:18 here is our time. And can you do just one song for us?
Sure.
That might happen to, you know, Sunday night or.
Well, I've been deciding whether or not I'm going to play this song. And just because I enjoy the story of this song. And now you guys reach up to the border, the mighty 790 hit the border.
The Canadians? Scott,
we
love Canada, don't we?
We love Canadians.
We love the Canadians.
Oh,
we love
Canada.
We love Corner Gas. Mm-hmm. And the Canadians, and they do some really goofy stuff up there, and yeah, we love them.
Well, then this might be a good time for those Canadian listeners to, you know, take a break.
Darren Wentz here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
I don't trust Canadians. I know that I probably should. Their bacon's delicious, but their winters are vicious. I think they're up to no good.
They've got a moral superiority, they yell to us. And lots of prescriptions they'll sell to us. But I think it's a ruse. They're just trying to confuse us by giving the temperature in Celsius. I don't trust Canadians. I know that I probably should. They're neat and they're clean, but they still trust the Queen. So I think they're up to no good. Their politics lean to the left of us, and the French in Quebec are all separatists. Sure, the Rockies are stately, but what have they done for us lately? Since they sent Alex Trebek to us, I don't trust Canadians. I know that I probably should. They're good with a puck, but their baseball team sucks. I think they're up to no good. They've got loonies and toonies instead of cash. And you have to know metrics when you're pumping gas. Between the meters and the liters and converting kilometers. Road signs in French, big pain in la ass. I don't trust Canadians. I know that I probably should. Their health care is fine if you don't mind long lines, and I think they're up to no good.
All right, now, Bob, I have to tell you the story.
I'm ready.
This song, if you're a songwriter out there, you'll notice that the verses are written in the form of a limerick, which is A-A-B-B-A. And limericks come from Ireland. And I found out that writing limericks is really hard. I also found out that it's impossible to write limericks all day without writing a dirty one, even if you're writing limericks about Canada. Now, I will clean this up because this is 6 o'clock on the mighty 790. Now, if you come to one of my shows, you'll hear a filthy version of this, but this is my dirty Canadian limerick.
In other words, use your imagination.
Yes. There once was a young girl from Edmonton who met a man from the States and went to bed with him. The sex wasn't great due to exchange rates. All she would do was lay next to him. I don't trust Canadians. I know that I probably should. But the next time, I promise, I'll pick on the Amish. Because I know they're up to no good.
Darren Wentz on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I love it. We'll be back in a moment. It's 622 here at KFGO. That's a Canadian band, too, right?
It's a double whammy joke there, folks.
Yeah, it's really cool that you play a funnier song about the Beach Boys than I just threw at the Canadians. That's sweet of you. I'm taking away your baseball cards.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't upstage the headline act.
Well, it's not tough to do, so good job.
He was kind of kicking himself, by the way, because he said he should have brought the card in so you could sign it.
Yeah! Oh.
Next time. See, now I got a reason to come back.
Yep, absolutely.
Always
absolutely.
Got a reason to come back.
Hey, I want to mention about Jade Presents, too, because like, as you mentioned before, they have a lot, just the phenomenal amount of acts that they're bringing in, well, not only to Fargo-Moorhead, but to the region.
Oh, yeah.
But they've got one of the best websites I've seen in a long time as far as promoting their upcoming shows.
You know, he really is a heck of a promoter, and his whole team over there does a great job. They've got some great concerts coming up, not just at the Blue Stem, mind you. The Blue Stem lineup is fantastic. The Fray is coming out there. Trampled by Turtles is coming back out there. They've got Bonnie Raitt coming there, which I'm really excited about. I already got my tickets for that one. I'm waiting to cross her off my list for a long time. They've got the Roots on the Red Festival that's coming up in September with, you know, some of my friends, as well as all the way up to Steve Earle and Sean Colvin will be playing that. So they've done a wonderful job of and continue to do a great job. And I'm not just kissing their butt because they had me play. These guys really do. They're bringing some of my favorite acts in.
That's jadepresents.com, and you'll see the events calendar as soon as you get right to the front page there. And it goes month by month and straight through. It, like you said, it doesn't matter
the size of the gravitas of the act.
It's all straight down. So they can get tickets by going
to Tickets 300.
Tickets 300, yep. For the Beach Boys, and that, of course, is Sunday night. I believe, if I heard right, the gates are going to open up at 5.
I believe so.
And then the show starts?
7 o'clock. I'll be up at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And then I think I'll probably play about a half-hour set. They'll have a stage changeover because they'll have to take my pyrotechnics and my my orchestra off the stage. Actually, I'm playing solo acoustic. So, yeah, but I'll probably play a half hour, and I think the Beach Boys will take the stage at 8.
And by the way, for the family, if I remember right, at Blue Stem, 10 o'clock, done. That's it.
Yeah.
You got to go.
And I will tell you, I've seen many concerts down there, and on a nice night in Fargo-Moorhead, it is a great place to see a show. I saw Lyle Lovett there a couple years ago. He had 14 pieces on stage, and I could pick out every piece from where I was sitting, and I could hear everything. The sound is impeccable. They do a great job down there.
Yeah. My favorite was, well, that I guess I got two. George Thorogood was great.
Oh, yeah.
But I did see Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah. Was that last year that you
saw? Yeah.
And again, it was a beautiful night in Fargo-Moorhead, and the sound was really good.
And when I say the 10 o'clock hour, mm-hmm. the last song was Fast as You. Mm-hmm. And it really was fast.
Yeah.
I don't know if they unplug, if it's 10 o'clock, if they unplug it or what.
Well, I think one of the things is you have to be a good neighbor. Uh-huh. And when you're playing an outdoor concert, an outdoor venue in a community, you've got to respect those boundaries. And if you take the stage late, your show is going to be short. That's the bottom line. And they do such a great job. Yeah. I was surprised he came out when he did Fast as You as an encore, and that was boom, done, over. Leave them wanting more.
If you get a chance to talk to the Beach Boys, by the way, mm-hmm. can you tell them that we would, Mike Love, that we would really like it if Kevin would stay with the Timberwolves? His nephew? These people don't know.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. Say he's got to work out a deal somehow. I've got to work out a deal.
I'm fairly certain I'll have a different corner of the backstage area than the rest of the talent that evening. So.
But if you do get a chance to him too, I would really be curious what they think about that beautiful Blue Stem arena out there.
It really
is. That outdoor. I mean, it's just, when I remember the day when they brought us out there, we had a bunch of us from the radio station out there to see it for the very first time. Mm-hmm. No acts have been on there yet. Mm-hmm. And I mean, my jaw just absolutely dropped.
Yeah.
I just could not believe that Fargo-Moorhead had this type of a facility for an outdoor concert.
In a part of the country where we have four, maybe 4.5 months to play around with outdoor concerts, really. Because you can do an outdoor concert in May, you can do an outdoor concert into October, but, you know, it's kind of getting a little dicey then.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool that, you know, and it started as a dream for Trollwood Performing Arts School, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I'm really happy that they're keeping that facility as busy as they are, and I've been very pleased with the shows that I've seen down there.
Oh, and I didn't go to it, but Garrison Keillor even did a show down there.
Yeah, and he did it with Sarah Watkin. And Sarah Watkin was one of his guests, who was the fiddle player from, what's the band? You got me flustered.
Let me look it up. Yeah. I'll look it up and tell the folks here in a second.
Nickel Creek.
Okay, Nickel Creek.
And, right. Of course, they're back together now. But when they were on hiatus for about 8 years, and she came and she was a guest with Garrison Keillor that night, and I couldn't see that show, Bob. Mm-hmm. I'm so disappointed. they did it. And it rained on them that night, and people still say it was an outstanding show.
Darren Wentz, our guest tonight, he's going to be leading off the show. He's got the Beach Boys closing for him on Sunday at Blue Stem. Do we have a songwriters night the next Sunday?
Yes, we do. Sunday night, the night that I'm performing with the Beach Boys, because, you know, they're close personal friends of mine, mm-hmm. I got my buddy Mike Holtz is going to be covering for me down at the Hodo. So the first Wednesday of the month, you can find Songwriters Night at Bar 9 in West Fargo. The second Sunday of the month, you can find Songwriters Night at the Hodo downtown.
Very good. And tickets, by the way, I hear have gone pretty doggone well. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, you should go to that Tickets 300 and make sure you get those saved for you, or get them put aside for you. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I will be there.
Great.
My son will be there. and we will have just a blast. And I'm going to say, hey, I know that guy.
You think I should play the Canadian song? You should ask your listeners if they think I should play the Canadian song.
We should take a poll.
Take a poll and give me a call later.
We can do that.
See if I get away with that.
All right. Thanks, Darren. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Bob.